This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on July the 30th of 2024 on a patient by the name of Ronnie Marshall. The last name is M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. First name, Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y. This is the clinical case of a 41-year-old white male that in 2005 received a kidney transplant that has been functioning very well. The reason for the kidney disease was nephrosclerosis associated to uncontrolled hypertension for a number of years. The patient has been suppressed with the administration of Prograf, mycophenolate, and prednisone. Today he comes with a serum creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 22, and an estimated EFR of 64. The albumin creatinine ratio is 5. The protein in the dipstick in the urinalysis is negative. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient shows a diastolic of 88 today because he has been in pain. He complains of pain in the lower extremities, in the toes, in the back. He sustained a motor vehicle accident and has been evaluated with MRIs by the primary and the bone doctor. However, at this point, and since it's a persistent pain, we are going to look for another different explanation, including rheumatological processes. We are going to do the basic laboratory workup, including ANA, CRP, and sedimentation rate. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, hyperuricemia with the serum uric acid that is 6.9. He's going to try to bring the uric acid down by changing the diet, decreasing the protein intake as much as possible. Otherwise, we have to treat him with allopurinol or euloric. Following number of obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, cholesterol 175, HDL 33, LDL 160. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, polyosteoarthritis, as discussed before. We are going to seek possibilities for persistent pain. Following number, insomnia. The patient was taking Ambien. We are going to switch him to temazepam, 30 milligrams. The prescription was sent to the pharmacy CVS in Lake Placid. Period. I have to point out that the level of the tacrolimus in blood was 6.2, which is within an acceptable range. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.